Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Amen. Welcome to the prayer line with New Creation Christian Ministries, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We are just rejoicing in the Lord today as we are preparing to pray. As we are preparing to pray and go before the Lord, we thank each and every one of you for joining us on today. We praise God for each and every one of you. So as we prepare to go into our prayer time, we're just going to set the atmosphere. We're going to play this song, and then we will be right back and begin our hour of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anoint me, Lord. That has to be our prayer. Anoint me, Lord, today. Amen. No matter what you're going through, there is an anointing that destroys every yoke. There is an anointing that destroys every yoke. And we can come before the Lord and just ask him to anoint us afresh and anew. When you're feeling weary, when you're feeling empty, when you are feeling discouraged, you can come to God and ask God to anoint you all over again. My God, to anoint means to empower, to give new strength to. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. They shall renew their strength. They shall walk and not grow weary. Amen. God says that when we wait on him, when we serve him, when we minister to him, when we pray to him, when we praise him, when we worship him, that he will renew our strength. Amen. So that's when we go before the Lord and we say, anoint me, Lord. Anoint me afresh and anew. God, I need you. I need you to restore my strength. I need you to restore my energy. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go in the Bible to the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Amen. The scripture has been in my heart today. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Hallelujah. And in verse 16, he goes on to say, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says, and as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. Amen. I'm just going to stop right there. But the Lord put that scripture upon my heart, Pastor Anthony, even on today as I was working, doing some publishing work, and just looking at the news and seeing everything that's going on in Nepal and also especially in Baltimore with the riots and everything that's going on over there. But two different places, two different countries, two different types of tribulation. And you know, what's happening, I'm seeing people ask, and I'm hearing people ask, where is God? Where is God? And we have to know that God is right there, you know, holding back even greater destruction.
Jesus.
My God. We have to know that when things are going bad,
God,
it does not mean that God has turned a blind eye, that God doesn't see, or that God is not there, or even that God does not have the power to change those things. But it means that God is right there in the middle of it, holding back even greater destruction. The grace of God is in the middle of Nepal. The grace of God is in the middle of Baltimore. Amen. The grace of God is in the middle of your situation. Pastor Anthony, the grace of God is in the middle of our situation.
Amen.
And everything that we find ourselves going through. And we have to know that it's his grace and his mercy that are holding us and keeping us through every situation that we face on a daily basis. And not only that, but when we get to heaven, and I pray we do make it in, But when we get to heaven, we will be shown a screenshot of our lives. We will be shown a panorama of our lives. We will be shown a movie of our lives. And we will see every time that God interceded on our behalf that we didn't even know about. See, God is holding back the hand of destruction for your sake, and he's holding back the hand of destruction for my sake.
Yes.
And yes, he's even in the middle of these catastrophes that we're seeing on the news, and God is holding back the hand of destruction for the people's sake. My God, hallelujah. So you have to know that our God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-considerate, and ever-graceful. My God, the Bible says that we get new grace and new mercy every day,
every morning.
My God, that's why we continue to praise him. That's why we could continue to have rejoicing in our heart. People say, well, how can you still say praise God? Because the Bible says, I will bless the Lord at
all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You have to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, the devil wants you to give up. The devil wants you to be frustrated. The devil wants you to be devastated by what you see in the news, and even some news that you have received in your own life. But you have to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. And as you continue to rejoice in him, hallelujah, that God will inhabit your praises. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And as you continue to keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, you will be able to continue to run this race. My God, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but I can tell you one thing, we know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know that God holds my tomorrow in the palm of his hand. God has your future. He holds your future in the palm of his hand. God is the God of your future, your present and your past, my God. And he's brought you this far. He's brought you this far, and he's not going to leave you now. I'm here to tell you on tonight that God didn't bring us this far to leave us. God did not bring you this far to leave you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never drop the ball on you. God is always with you. He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. But lo, I am always with you. So, yes, the news is dismal. It's depressing. It's discouraging. But don't focus on too much on what's going on in the news. If you find yourself going down, then it's time to turn it off. It's time to turn off the news, pick up your Bible, and pray. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways and pray, then God says, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal your land. My God, God will heal the land. He will heal this land here. He can heal Nepal. He can heal Baltimore. He can heal Israel. He can heal Egypt. My God, God can and will heal the land. There is power in prayer. God is telling us right here in 2 Chronicles, Pastor Anthony, 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
Uh-huh.
God is telling us that he hears our prayer. He is telling us that there is power in prayer. And he is telling us that there is power in repentance.
Oh, wow.
There is power in repentance. See, you might need to repent today. You might need to turn from some wickedness in your life. You might need to apologize to somebody. You might need to change some of your ways. You might need to change some of the things that you're doing on a daily basis and repent and turn and say, God, I'm sorry. God says, I can use a broken and a contrite spirit. My God, there might be a situation that you're facing right now, and it can be healed with repentance. It can be healed with an apology. It can be healed with humility by you just saying, God, I messed up. I missed the mark. I did something that I know is not pleasing to you. Father, forgive me. My God, God says there are new mercies every day. He said, if we ask for forgiveness, and we ask, it's done. It's done. You don't have to. There's no condemnation. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says, therefore, there is no condemnation to those in Christ. But we got to stay in Christ. We have to stay in Christ. Stay in the spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Stay in the spirit, and you won't curse nobody out. Stay in the spirit, and you won't feel like doing some of the things that you used to do, that you already have been delivered from. Walk in the spirit. Allow God to order your steps. He says, I will hear from heaven, and I will hear your land. He says, then my ears, my eyes will be open, and my ears will be attentive to the prayer that is made in this place. Amen. That's why we come every Tuesday,
amen.
Because God's eyes are upon this place.
Wow.
And God's ears are open to the prayers that we pray in this place.
That's right.
So that's why we come to pray every Tuesday, because we know that God hears the prayers that are offered in this place. Amen. So let your hearts blend together with ours on tonight as we go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you,
yes.
And we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for this day. We repent, God, of our trespasses.
We
repent, Lord, of our wickedness. We repent, God, of our sins, God. We ask, Father God, and we thank you for forgiveness on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. And there is nothing, Father God, that you will not forgive us as we turn back to you, God, and turn from the ways that we have found ourselves going, oh God, that was not conducive to your will and not conducive to your word. So, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, and we praise your name, and we recognize your holiness. We recognize your awesomeness. We recognize that you are God all by yourself. We recognize, hallelujah, hallelujah, and we praise you, hallelujah, just for who you are, because you are God all by yourself. And we realize, oh God, that what's going on in the world is does not dilute your power, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are still all-powerful, God, and that you are still able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we pray for those people that were stricken, Father God, by the disaster that happened in Nepal, oh God. We pray for them, for even those, the earthquake and the mudslide, and those who are left homeless, and those who are injured, and those, Father God, who, Father God, are suffering, and those who have lost loved ones, oh God, and for those who are still looking for their loved ones, and those who are missing, God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, that your hand of mercy will be upon them in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, for you to intercede, oh God, even more so. We know that you're already, Father God, holding back a greater tragedy. But Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will even now begin to intercede and bring healing and bring restoration and bring deliverance and bring salvation and bring provision, oh God, to those who have, Father God, suffered this great tragedy on, Father God, last week, oh God. And we just thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, God. And we pray for Baltimore on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, and we say, peace be still.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We say, peace be still, God. We intercede on the behalf of Baltimore. We intercede on the behalf, Father God, of the family of the young man that was murdered, oh God, that was killed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we intercede on the behalf, oh God, of the police force in Baltimore, God, knowing that every officer is not, Father God, racist, and every officer is not a bad person, oh God. Hallelujah. We know that you have put these officials in place, oh God, and all power in their lives belong to you, God. And we know, Lord, hallelujah. We know, God, hallelujah, that you, Father God, are in control, even in the lives of the police officers and the city council and the mayor's office, oh God, and the governor, oh God. And Lord, right now, we pray, Father God, that you will intercede and that the situation, God, that you will put an end to the violence, put an end to the looting, put an end to the riots. Lord, we ask that you will put an end to the racism, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you will put an end to the senseless killing that's taking place in Baltimore and every city and every state around the United States of America, God. We know, Father God, that you can cross racial boundaries, oh God, that you, Father God, can bring unity to all nations, oh God. We know that you are the God of the black, the white, and every race that exists, Father God, alongside of them, oh God. Father God, we know that you are the God of all races, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, bring unity to the races. We know that we as believers are the sons and daughters of Adam, oh my God, and Eve, oh God, the father and mother of all creation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for Father God, just putting an end to all of this racial disunity, oh God, and all of the violence, oh God, and the senseless killings, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. So we just thank you and we praise you, Father God, because you are able to do all things. You are able to change all things. And we pray for Baltimore on tonight. We pray for the families of those who have lost loved ones. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you will intercede, Father God, on the behalf of the people in the name of Jesus. Yes. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We give Baltimore to you. We give Nepal to you. We give all of the United States of America, every country, Father God, every city, every state, every region, Father God. We give them all to you, and we say, have your way, God. Have your way, O Lord. You are able, God, and we believe that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, intercede tonight, God. Intercede on the behalf of the people, on the behalf of the nation, on the behalf of the world, oh God. We ask you to intercede, oh God. We're interceding. We're praying, Father God. We're standing in the gap, oh God. Hallelujah. For those who can't pray and those who feel frustrated and those who don't know how to pray. And we're asking you to have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we pray for every person on this prayer line, God. And whatever they're facing on tonight, God, we know that you are able to step into every situation, oh God, and make every situation right, God. We pray for our family members. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for our sons. We pray for our daughters, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We pray for our spouses, oh God. We pray for our parents on tonight, God, and we pray, Father God, for a supernatural move in their lives, oh God, that you will save their souls, that you will change their lives, that you will heal their bodies, oh God, that you will regulate their minds, oh God, that you will, Father God, touch each and every one of our prayer concerns, each one of our prayer concerns, each one of every one of our family members, oh God. Touch, oh God, touch Sister Danita, oh God, heal her body, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you will turn that report around, Father God, and you would supersede even the hand of the doctors, oh God, and you would give her supernatural, miraculous healing in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. With long life will you satisfy her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our life. We thank you for Sophie. We thank you for Kay Jr., oh God. Kev Jr., oh God. We thank you, Lord, for young Jessica. We thank you for Kayla. We thank you for Marcus, oh God. We thank you for every one of our children. We thank you for Kakita, Niella, Sudani, Nairobi, Joshua. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Father God, Justin and Marcus, and Father God, we thank you for every child and every parent that's represented on this prayer line. We thank you for every child that's represented in New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for every young person, every adult, oh God, every elderly person that's represented in New Creation Christian Ministries, and every person that's represented that's connected to us by this prayer line, by this church on the web, oh God, where we come together as the ecclesia, as the called out one. We thank you for Sister Maria and Brother Jamal and Sister Miriam and Sister Carmen and Sister Jeranette and Father God, Sister, oh my God, all of those who come together, my mother, Mother May Thomas, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Lori, and all who come together to pray every single week, Sister Tika and Minister Andre, oh God, Evangelist Robinia, God. We thank you for every person, oh God, that comes to touch and agree on this prayer line. And Brother Richie, who called in last week, and Sister Carmen's husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way. Even as we continue to pray, have your way on this prayer line, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, have your way. Bless New Creation Christian Ministry. We bind up every spirit of confusion. We bind up every spirit of division, and we speak victory. In the name of Jesus, we speak victory over every life, over every member, oh God. We speak peace and unity, oh God, and love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every member will be knit together in love, oh God. The new creation is a house of love. So we come against anything that's trying to come and try to divide us, oh God. And we declare that we will continue to be your house, called by your name. And we thank you and we praise you. Even as Pastor Anthony comes, continue to have your way on this prayer line. Bless every caller. Bless every listener. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. We are going to open up the prayer lines a little earlier tonight. I'm feeling hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Pastor just led to open up the prayer line earlier.
Amen.
We'll continue in prayer. But
Jesus,
even as David, hallelujah, gave Solomon instruction, we thank God, amen, as this Father poured into his Son, that God, our Father, Abba, Father,
yes,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thank you.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
Jesus,
on earth as it's already been established in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive others who have trespassed against us. And, Father God, lead us not into temptation,
yes,
but deliver us all kinds of evil.
Yes, God.
For thine is the kingdom,
yes, Lord,
and the power,
yes,
and the glory forever and ever. And we say amen because we agree with the Lord's Prayer on tonight. We're going to take this first caller. Thank God, 908. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to give us a moment, and we're going to open up the phone lines. 908, you're on the air. We thank you. Thank God for you tonight. 908, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jerinette. How are you?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're doing well tonight. God bless you.
Bless you. I was just calling in just to have prayer.
Amen. To God be the glory. And let us do that. Go before the throne of Almighty God. Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Even as Pastor talked about the grace of God, we thank you, hallelujah, as Paul experienced your grace. And so many, Father God, figures and people of yesteryear, Father God, in the Bible have experienced your grace. We thank you even today during this 21st century, your grace is still sufficient. So
yes,
we lift up
you.
Sister Janet to you, Lord,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, for grace, favor, and mercy being
thank
all
Jesus.
Over her life. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus, you're
thank
a wonder,
you,
Lord. You said miracles,
yes,
signs, and wonders will
yes.
follow those who believe. And
thank
right
Jesus.
Now, Lord,
hallelujah.
She's standing in the need of prayer.
Yes,
you
yes,
said
hallelujah.
Ask and it will be
yes.
given to her.
Yes,
seek
Lord.
And she will find. Knock
yes.
and you
yes.
will make it open.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for the open door.
Yes.
I thank
hallelujah.
You as she continues to seek your
yes.
face.
Yes.
As she
yes.
go after God, according
hallelujah.
To Matthew 6:33, seek
you,
ye
Jesus.
First. The kingdom of God
yes.
and everything
hallelujah.
Else will be added to her life.
Yes.
So I
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, as she pressed her way to church and
yes.
pressed her way to prayer and
thank
pressed
you,
her way to midweek service, as she
hallelujah.
Pressed her way towards the things of God, that
yes.
you would honor her supernaturally in the name
yes.
of Jesus. So, Lord,
thank
I thank you for
Jesus.
Greater strength. I thank
hallelujah.
You for a greater anointing. I
thank
you that
Jesus.
Better is coming in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus. Her best days are ahead of her. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you. Her future is bright in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for abundance.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for multiplication.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for increase.
Thank
I thank
Lord,
you
for
according
increase.
To your word.
Hallelujah.
She's going to be fruitful and
thank
she
you,
will multiply. In the
you,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, she
thank
will
you,
be fruitful and
Hallelujah.
She will multiply.
Thank
I decree and declare she
yes,
will
Lord.
Be fruitful and
thank
she
you,
will multiply according
Hallelujah.
To your word. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Yeah,
so I thank
Jesus.
You. That
yeah.
increase is already in
yes,
her house.
God. Thank you for
it's
increase,
already
Lord.
In her life. Overflow. So Lord, bless her.
Thank you,
bless
Jesus.
Cover her.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Shield her, Lord.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And show her your might. Not by
Hallelujah.
Power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Make it happen, Lord, in the name of
in
Jesus.
The name, in the name of
whatever
Jesus.
She stands in the need of, we know that prayer is the antidote. So, Lord,
Hallelujah.
I thank you,
thank you
that you can do what man can't do. You
thank
can
you,
do
Lord.
What we can't do.
Jesus.
And you
thank
can
Lord.
Do what nobody else can do but you.
My God.
So we
my
give
God.
It to you
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank Hallelujah. You, Jesus.
And we say amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Well, we totally agree with you. We know that Hallelujah prayer reports are going to come as a result of this prayer and what you've been doing toward the things of God. So we know, remain faithful and watch God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen.
Amen. We thank God for her. She's a blessing. Amen to our church family. And we thank God,
yes.
Sister Jarinette.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Her daughter, Tika, they are a blessing to the ministry. Be the glory. We're going to, oh, Pastor, I feel the power of God on this line.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You said God, with his mighty hand, is in every situation.
Every situation.
Preventing. Sometimes we don't
yes.
see him.
Yes.
Sometimes we're saying, God, why so much
yes.
suffering?
Yes.
Why so much confusion? Why so much pain?
Yes.
And you said he's at work.
He's at work. Yes.
That's so powerful.
My God.
So even with the natural catastrophes, or as you said, some of the stuff we create on our own accord.
Right, amen.
We got to repent, we got to turn,
yes.
and we got to go to the one that can make it better.
That's right.
In the name of
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to take another call, and we thank God for every caller. Be patient with us. We're going to get to every caller. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Every caller tonight.
Yes,
those who will call in, those who won't call in. And we plead the blood over every life. We cover them with your word. May the Holy Spirit, the greater one on the inside of them, rule and reign. So, Lord, we give your people to you in Jesus' name.
Yes,
area code 678.
Hallelujah.
678.
Yes, God.
We thank God for you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yes,
something
yes.
happens when I call you. I want to give a praise report. Last week sometime, you know, I'm trying to work on my back. They're going to do some MRIs. And last week I received a call that my insurance had been canceled, and I didn't know why. I got a little upset, but a little angel came to me and told me, don't you worry. God hasn't taken you this far to leave you. And
amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I went
yes.
home.
Amen.
I made a couple of phone calls. And thank you, Jesus. I got my insurance back. Thank you. Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus, for being so good
Lord.
For me. Jesus, thank you for loving me, Lord. Thank you. And thank you
amen.
For sending me your angel. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to thank Jesus, like always, for this prayer line that means so much to me, that has opened doors for me and show me what it is to love Jesus. I've come a long way, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, and you know how I was when I first started. But I love the Lord, and he has shown me so much. I want to thank you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, for this powerful prayer line. I want to thank God for everyone. I want to thank God to my cousin, because she was the one that introduced me to this prayer line. And for everyone else on this line, I just want to, you know, bless everyone, and especially for the people in Baltimore that are going through a rough time right now. And God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Sister Maria, we thank God for you. And Sister Carmen has been a blessing to so many people. And we thank God for everyone who has connected with this prayer line through someone else who has been blessed by this prayer line. So we're going to pray for you. But we thank God for that praise report.
Yes,
just encourage somebody tonight. Because when we don't have the resources that we need, you said you didn't have the insurance and it got reinstated. And God blessed you, and God gave you glory be to God. He will meet every need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Need your health insurance. You need your
Hallelujah.
Insurance, and God gave you what you needed.
Hallelujah.
What a praise report.
So you're encouraging somebody tonight.
So, Father, we thank you, even for the praise report. Lord, we know when it looks hopeless, when it looks helpless, you are right there. In the name of Jesus, you're still a miracle-working God. You're still an awesome God. You're still performing miracles, Lord, in the earth realm. So, Lord, that's why we come to you. You're not a false God. You're not a weak God. You're not a powerless God. But you're omnipresent. You're omnipotent, and glory be to God, you're omniscient. So, Lord, I thank you that you know all things that Sister Maria needs.
Before she uttered the word,
even brought it to you, you saw her need from afar off, and you went to work on her behalf. So as it
thank
got reinstated,
you,
we thank you for the praise report.
Thank you, Lord.
The other prayer concerns that she has, meet every need. Everything that she has, Lord, the word says, bring
her petitions
and supplications to you. Heal her back. We thank you that it's already healed. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Bless her finances, Lord.
Make a way out of no way.
Glory be to God. And Lord, we give her to you. Bless her son. Bless her household. In the mighty name of Jesus. And
Hallelujah.
I just touch and agree with her. Concerning Baltimore, Maryland, all around this world where there's unrest and there's confusion. We pray for that city of Baltimore as they institute this curfew tonight. We pray for a peaceful night. We pray for peaceful resolution in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we
pray again. We say bind up that violent spirit that's in the earth realm. We come against domestic violence. We come against gang violence. We come against violence of any kind in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, have mercy on this nation.
Lord,
have mercy on our young people, Lord, that are acting out. And we say, Lord, move. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Move on behalf of Sister Maria and those looking this way for prayer, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we thank you. We thank you for her life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for that great testimony.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love you both. You have a good night.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She is truly a blessing.
My God.
And as she accredited Sister Carmen, we thank God for Sister Carmen.
Yes.
And so many people that have led people to this prayer line.
Yes.
So we're going to get to every caller tonight, and we thank God for every single caller.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller again. We're going to get to every caller tonight. Just press 1 on your phone, and we will get to you. Area code 270. Thank God
for you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Kingdom Connection. Thank God for the ministry there in Hillside, New Jersey. Thank God for His manifestation coming through this prayer line each and every Tuesday night. Thank God for an increase, a high spirit every time we come together. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know where two or more gather together in his name, he'll be in the midst. And I thank God for the word being brought forth tonight through his daughter, Pastor Rebecca. I thank God for his son, Pastor Anthony. And I thank God for each and every caller that is on the line tonight. I thank God for allowing us to know that we are covered under his precious and powerful bloodshed. And as Pastor Rebecca was used by the Holy Spirit to read from the book of Chronicles, God put into my heart and spirit 1 Peter, revealing to us 1 Peter 1 and 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And we thank you, Father, for being a 24-hour God. We thank you for your eyes being fixed on us 24 hours a day. We thank you for seeing every step that we take. We thank you for clearing the way before us before we take a step. We thank you for going before us and clearing the way of evil to exterminate the destruction before us and eliminating the cruelty and removing the disease and the destruction that is before us, Father. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be connected to you, our source of power. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to know that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We were bought with a price, a high price. We thank you, Father, for giving you all for us to have life and life more abundantly, Father. And at this time, Father, we continue to plead your precious and powerful bloodshed over the city and the state of Maryland, over the city of Baltimore, Father. We know your hand, the powerful, strong right arm is in control of every situation there, Father. Cover your people, Father. What the enemy has took for evil, you always make good, Father, for the faithful few that call on you, Father. We come with expectation, Father. We know these prayers are answered, Father. We know you have did what we asked of you, Father, because we know you rule and reign from on high, Father. And at this time, Father, continue to cover your people, Father. Cover this country, Father. All of the evil, Father, all of the demonics that's coming against us, we claim authority. We speak and plead the blood of Jesus. Ooh, we bind the enemy in the name of Jesus. We claim authority. We speak the peace that surpasses all understanding for the people in Baltimore, Father. Just have your way there, Father. Speak to the rioting, Father, and it shall cease. In the name of Jesus, we claim authority. In the name of Jesus, we plead your blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power in your blood. And we thank you for the power that is in repentance, Father. And then you allow us to repent, Father. You restore us to right standing, Father. We know confession is good for the soul, Father. Just like killing the land is good for the land, Father. You already know what we do, but you want us to confess it to you, Father. Just have your way with each and every individual on this line tonight, Father. Just have your way and allow us to continue to have that spirit of prayer, Father, and allow the spirit of redemption to be in this line, Father. For anyone on this line that needs healing, Father, we consider it done in the name of Jesus. Deliverance is done in the name of Jesus. Save somebody, Father. Somebody that's connected to somebody on this line that is lost, Father. Oh, use your redemptive spirit, Father. Allow the Holy Ghost to sway them to surrender and call on you to be God, the head of their lives, Father. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega. We thank you for being the author and the finish of our faith, Father. And at this time, we give you the highest praise of hallelujah. And I want to thank you again for Pastor Anthony Simmons and Pastor Rebecca, Father. Thank you for giving them divine appointment, divine assignment. Thank you for increasing their territory, Father. Thank you for your manifestation, Father. It's your presence, Father. It's your glory, Father. It's your powerful gift of the Holy Ghost that rules and reigns in them, Father. Thank you for the advocate, Father. Thank you for using them to speak to the ones that are asleep, Father. Wake, O sleepers, Father, and seek ye the face of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the true and living God. Continue to allow your gospel to be brought forth from the one that you have chosen, Father. We know many were called, but few were chosen, Father, and we know your spirit is in them. Continue to have your way with them, Father. Continue to allow them to hold your unchanging hand. And at this time, I say amen and amen. And I want to thank you for each and every individual on this line. Have your way, Father. Have your way. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For Father God, your man of God. Father God, we thank you for this prayer warrior, Brother Jamal, Minister Jamal. Oh God, we thank you for your hand upon his life, God. We thank you for how you're using him mightily in the nation, God. We thank you for his humility before you, oh God, where it's not about him, oh God, but it's about you, oh God. Lord, continue, Father God, to bless him, continue to keep him, continue to strengthen him, oh God, continue to pour out your spirit, obsession anew within his, Father God, within his vessel, oh God. Lord, he's a yielding vessel, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you continue to open doors before him, oh God, for him to go forth, Father God, and preach this gospel and spread your ministry, oh God. We thank you for the open doors, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for opportunity, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for using him mightily for your glory, as he declares what thus says the Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for the blessing that he is to this house, oh God, and to Pastor Anthony and myself, and to New Creation Christian Ministries, and to all who listen to our prayers on a weekly basis, even to those who listen via the archive, oh God, Father God. Thank you for the fire that's in his belly, Father God. Continue to stir up the fire in his belly. Continue to ignite him with the power of the Holy Ghost. Continue, Father God, to strengthen him and restore him, oh God. We ask, Father God, for provision in every area of his life. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, his provider. We thank you, Lord, that you meet every need, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that as he seeks first your kingdom and your righteousness, that there's no good thing that you will withhold, that you will give him all things pertaining to his needs, oh God, pertaining to his daily needs, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for daily bread, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for, Father God, the roof over his head, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the money that he needs, Father God, to pay his bills, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking care of everything, Father God, that concerns this man of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you, Father God, continue to open doors and make ways, and Father God, manifest yourself in his life. Then manifest yourself to him. Manifest yourself in his life. Manifest. He wants to see you, God. He wants to know you. He wants a deeper, greater walk with you, oh God. So, Lord, continue to show yourself mighty in his life. God, continue to show yourself mighty in his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Continue to show yourself to him in dreams, and show yourself to him, oh God, visions and signs and wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even as we pray for the sick, oh God, we thank you for manifesting healing in their lives, oh God, that the sick will be made whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Show him whom to evangelize to. Show him, Father God, the people to minister to, oh God. Use him mightily in his church, home, oh God. We pray for his pastors, oh God, that you'll continue to bless them and bless his home, Father God, where he worships, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you for this man of God. Thank you for sending him our way. Thank you, Father God, for meeting every need. We pray, Father God, for your hand to continually be upon his life. We plead the blood of Jesus over his life. We cover him. We cover him with the blood of Jesus. We put a hedge of protection around him, and we declare that no weapon formed against him can prosper. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you for taking care of everybody that he prays for, oh God, on a daily basis, taking care of his loved ones, oh God, taking care of his family, oh God, protecting his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness, oh glory, hallelujah, in his life. We thank you, Lord, that he loves you, oh God, so much that love is evident, oh God. Continue to use him mightily. Lord, we just ask that you will continue to use him. Mount him up, restore him, oh God, hallelujah, reinvigorate him, God, give him, Father God, oh glory, that fresh anointing, oh God, hallelujah, let the rivers continue to flow from his belly, oh God, in the name, even as he pours out, God, pour back in, breathe on him afresh and anew, oh God, oh glory, hallelujah, and continue to pour back into him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
for bringing on him a fresh wind anew, oh God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Oh,
thank
glory.
You.
For blowing a fresh wind, blowing on him, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Every tired place, every weary place, oh God. We just thank you for encouraging every discouraged area, oh God. Hallelujah. For in due season, you said he shall reap a harvest. You said he shall reap if he grow not weary and well doing. So, Lord, thank you for blessing Brother Minister Jamal. Thank you for your hands upon his life. Continue to keep him and walk with him every step of the way, even as he continues to labor before you, as he continues to minister before you, as he continues to do your work. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Brother Jamal, he's a blessing to this prayer line. The word of the Lord is in his mouth and in his belly, and we thank God as he is making a difference in the nation for the kingdom of Almighty God.
Yes.
Press 1 on your phone. We're going to go off the air momentarily, but if you press 1, we're going to get to every caller. I want to read two verses of scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. It says, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. There has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." And that's what Pastor was talking about earlier. And this scripture popped in my spirit when you were speaking earlier
at
the outset about Solomon praying, "And there won't fail to be a man on the throne of God."
Jesus.
He said, "Keep my statutes, keep my judgment, be obedient to my word, do right by God, and God will do right by us."
My God.
"But there is no temptation in the days in which we're living in that not is common to man." In other words, when you cut on your computer, when you cut on your radio, when you turn on the television, you might say, "Pastor Anthony, but it looks like it's just so much going on."
Right. Yeah.
And we know it's not the will of God. You're right. And Pastor said, sometimes when you feel your spirit taking a nosedive or going down, sometimes you got to turn that negative media and negative coverage off.
That's right.
We can't be ignorant. We can't turn a blind eye. Pray, but don't let it impact your spirit. Because this is personal right here. It says God is faithful.
Yes.
That even though we're going through similar things that other people are going through, our God is faithful, and he won't put on us more than what we can bear.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
If God allowed it, you can handle it.
Yes. Amen.
And he is faithful not to put on us more than what we can bear. You can raise those kids, single parent.
Yes.
You can do right, glory be to God, in your marriage, and it can be successful. You can succeed, and you can prosper. Pastor, preach the word at our church on Sunday, talking about living your dreams and going after your goals and your ambitions. Don't give up. Let your passion push you.
My God.
So never give up.
Yes.
It's always too soon to quit.
Yes.
That's why God won't put on us more than what we can handle.
Yes.
Sometimes it looks overwhelming, but that's why we pray.
Yes.
That's why you should always pray. Even after Tuesday night, pray. Even in between Tuesdays, pray. There's power in prayer. If we have another caller, we just want you to press 1. We just want to touch and agree with you tonight. Yes, we see that hand, caller. And we're going to take this next call. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Area code 813. We thank God for you tonight.
I thank God for you tonight, for pastors. Everything that you have said is just the true word of God, and I praise the Lord that I have been brought to this prayer line as always. I praise the Lord that I was the child of believers, and that the Lord kept me under his care in spite of many situations when I was disobedient, but the Lord never let me go. He was always there with me. I praise the Lord that I can come to him, and I know that he is there when I need him, when I'm in desperate, when I fall back spiritually, or when I have these these depression modes sometimes when I just don't want to do anything. I praise him and I thank him because I know that he will never leave me nor forsake me because he tells me in his blessed word. And I thank him that I can reach out even, and I thank him for texting because I can reach out to you pastors whenever I feel like that. I praise the Lord that my friend Carmen send me all these gospel songs and that I can play them and I can praise the Lord through the midst of my feeling so horrible inside. I know that the Lord is with me and I praise the Lord because he is bringing my family together and that I am healthy. I praise the Lord for my health and I praise him that he is bringing my daughters to closer to me. And all my kids, hopefully, I know that God will let me see this before I close my eyes, that he will see my family united. And I praise the Lord for all those the people that were rescued, and I believe it was in Africa. I praise the Lord for those. They don't know if it's those girls that were taken away, but they haven't said yet. But I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for Pastor Saib, who is a big influence now. He is still holding on to Christ in spite of his beatings and everything that they have done to him over there in Iran. And he is still incarcerated. And I praise the Lord that Obama went and spoke to his wife, oh, Lord, and I pray that he will not forget that family. And I praise the Lord for all the children that he has taken out of these sexual slaves, oh, God. And I thank God for that. And I praise the Lord for my grandchildren. And I pray, I know that the hard times are coming in their time. And I ask the Lord to just grab onto them and that they will know so much about him that they'll be able to grab onto the Lord.
Yes.
And I pray that the Lord will continue, Lord God, with young kids, God, that he will continue to bring them forth to him. And I thank God and I praise him for all his mercy in spite of us. He never leaves us, but in spite of our behaviors, he still listens to us. And he has mercy upon us and his grace is always with us. And I pray, God, that you will continue, oh, Lord, to grow this prayer line, oh, Father God, that you will continue to have your hand on it, oh, Jesus. And I thank you, God, for this prayer line and these pastors, God, that you will continue to increase their territories, oh, Lord, so that they can bring your name, oh God, that they may bring and be vessels as they have been to many, oh Lord Jesus. I thank God for Maria, for Jamal, for Carmen, for Sister Jeronette, for the pastor's mother and mother-in-law. I thank God for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory.
Amen. That's faith, sister.
Praise
just praise God. You know, you just blessed us by praising God. You turned it, you flipped that thing, and you turned it around on the enemy. And instead of looking at the bad, you praise God for all the Amen. And we thank God for you. Let us pray for you. Father God, we just praise you and we magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you for our sister Miriam. We thank you, Lord, that she has your blessings and praises on her mouth and her lips. So God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for her reminding us of all the great things that you are doing in the land, in the U.S. and beyond, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, a spirit of thanksgiving that's been bubbling out of her belly on tonight, God. And even as she goes through her own personal time, so God, we thank you, Lord, that she praises you, that you're there and that you have positioned people in her life that she can turn to, that will encourage her in you, oh God, that will encourage her in the Lord, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for Sister Miriam. We thank you for her children. We thank you for her grandchildren.
Yes.
We thank you for her walk with you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she, Father God, is just growing in you, oh God. And right now, Father God, we pray. for healing in her life, Father God, every area of her life, God. We pray for every area, Father God, even body, mind, soul, spirit, emotions, oh God. We pray, Father God, for total restoration from everything that she's ever had to walk through, Father God. We declare and decree tonight that she is healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is touched them. Oh, whoa, whoa, glory, my God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is her strength, and that, Father God, the spirit of darkness, the spirit of, the, Father God, the discouragement that will try to come will not no longer have any power in her life. We bind it up. We cast it off. We declare and decree that she is walking in total victory. Hallelujah. And we bind up every familiar spirit that will try to come and visit her and make her think that she needs to, that she's not walking in victory, that she needs to be discouraged. And we thank you, Lord, for giving her joy in every situation. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the victory that she has in Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We thank you, Lord, that she already has the breakthrough, that she already has the victory, and that she already, hallelujah, has won the battle, God. That the battle is not hers, that it is yours, oh God, that she continues to bask in your presence, as she continues to listen to praise music, as she continues to pray, as she continues to read your scripture, as she continues to go to worship services, that you, Lord, will continue to show her your love, that you will continue to show yourself to her, that you will continue to manifest yourself to her, that you will continue to fight on her behalf, that you will continue to defeat the enemy on her behalf, that you will continue to give her victory and take her from glory to glory. As she praises you, as she blesses your name, as she worships you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. As you have blessed myself and Pastor Anthony, that you have blessed Sister Miriam, that you have blessed Sister Maria, Sister Carmen, Brother Jamal, Sister Jaronette, Sister Lori, as you have blessed us all on this prayer line, we thank you, Lord, that we go out with rejoicing. So continue to bless my sister, even in her low moments. We all have them. Continue to bless her, God, and allow her to continue to lift herself up to praise, to lift herself up to prayer, that as she praises you, and as she prays, Father God, that you inhabit her praise, and that you lift her up on angels' wings. Hallelujah. So we thank you for angels and kept all around her. And we thank you, Lord, that you have her and that you're ministering to her and that you're keeping her and that you're blessing her and that you're taking her to higher heights than you. So, Lord, we love you and we bless your name. Continue to bless Sister Miriam. Continue to keep her
through
every
time. My Redeemer lives, Lord.
Yes.
I know my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 She said, I know my Redeemer lives. So, Lord, we just thank you. Oh, my God. I feel the Lord so mightily. And he's just taking in my soul. And we tend to agree with you, Sister Miriam. My Redeemer lives. Our Redeemer lives. And we thank you for the joy of the Lord that is a duty from your spirit on tonight, that you already have the victory and you're walking in total victory every single tonight and every single day of your life. And we declare and touch and agree with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You broke something, sister, when you continue to break the devil's back when you say, I know my Redeemer lives. So just go ahead and declare that again for all the world.
Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Thank you, God. Thank
you. Hallelujah. I feel like running around this living room right now.
My Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I hear them all. They can't hear them, but they're shouting beyond these phone lines. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Miriam, we love you, and we thank God for your praise report. you know, God is doing some work in your life and with you, and we just thank God for everything that he's doing with you and your children, and we thank God for the praise report on tonight. So God bless you, and we thank God for you being connected to us.
God bless you all. Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too. And thank you for praying for us. Your prayers are powerful and effective, and thank you so much for praying for us.
Oh, I love you. How could I not pray for those that are love and pray for me?
Amen.
Thank you,
God.
And
God bless
I'm praying.
You.
Please
you.
Let Carmen know I'm praying for Sophie and Benita and Kevin. I've been
Amen.
Praying for them. Yes.
Well, we thank God, and she can hear you, knowing that you are praying for her family. Her grandson and her granddaughter.
Yes.
So
yes.
She did hear you, and we thank God for Sister Carmen. We'll continue to pray
yes.
for them as well. But we thank God that you guys are friends and
yes.
are there for one another. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank
Amen.
God that's our final caller tonight, I believe, Pastor. But I thank God for her transparency because you said we all get discouraged.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. That's what this prayer line is all about. People with genuine concern one for another.
Yeah.
So I thank God. She said, Sister Carmen sends her that spiritual uplifting music that has helped her in those low moments.
My God.
So that's why we pray.
Somebody pray.
To lift our spirits up and get, amen, our spirits ignited back towards the things of God. Well, we're going to go down from this place. Away from this place, but never away from his presence. And we thank God for you. We thank God for this prayer line. It would not be all that it is without your participation. So with our busy lives, we thank God that you take time on these Tuesday nights for 1 hour. As we can look around our internet or the world, we see that this world needs prayer and our individual lives need it as well. So there's power in prayer, and God will sustain us even in these days in which we are living. She said something before I sign off. She said something so crucial that I want my grandchildren and the generation coming behind me to be prepared. And that's powerful, Pastor, that our children are looking at our faith.
Yeah.
They're looking at how we respond to the things that come in our lives. And I thank God that this next generation, they're going to be successful. They're going to be victorious. And they are going to be more than conquerors in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I see my mom, my mother-in-law out there. I just want to pray for Mother Mae Thomas before we go off the air. Father, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
thank
we thank you for Mother Mae Thomas
Lord,
down in Sanford, Florida. We thank you for Pastor Rebecca's mom, Lord. We thank you for her siblings, Gary and Jackie, Rashida and Nay, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this family, Lord. Continue to bless, continue to move in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless my mother. Meet every need, Lord, according to your riches in Christ Jesus. We know that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, that she will praise you all the days of her life, and goodness and mercy, they will follow her, Lord. I thank you for her church, and I thank you in the name of Jesus for my grandchildren and my daughter, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless Mother Mae Thomas, continue to meet every need, continue to fill her heart with your love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for divine healing from on high. Lord, I thank you for total restoration in every area of life.
Yes,
so, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to bless Mother Mae Thomas as only you can. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And we say amen.
Amen.
Love you, Mom.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Love you, Mom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we're going to go off with a song. And we thank God. Again, we will be having our midweek service on tomorrow. To God be the glory. And we will be in service tomorrow.
Okay.
7:30 tomorrow night, 7:30 Thursday night, and 12:30 this Sunday. It's Holy Communion Sunday, the first Sunday in the month of May. We are going to have Holy Communion. We're going to have a great preach word and great fellowship. So if you're anywhere in the New Jersey area, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. It's a church with the red door right on the corner, and you will be blessed as you come partake of that service. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, good night. We love each and every one of you, and thank God for your faithfulness. To God be the glory.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to take me to the King. I don't have much.